Good morning, everybody. How you doing today? I don't know if you have coffee. I have a cup here. Men's Club downstairs provided me with a cup, so I'm grateful. Last weekend, we had a great time with Engage 360. We did some review on some evangelism tips, and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday had a great time with Matt Schmidt, and we hope to see him again. As per this weekend, tonight is Stephen Ministry Training, and we've been doing that now. We're finishing up section four. And let's see. We have this weekend church at 9:30, traditional service, and then our 11 o'clock contemporary, and followed up with, of course, Kids Chapel, 11:30. And that's Memorial Day weekend, too. I know many will be traveling, and that'll be celebrated around the nation on Monday. And it's a piece in our newsletter, The Herald, about that. I want to talk today, again, I'm going to talk about a healthy church, but before we look at that, again, if you have a topic that you would like me to discuss, or a doctrine, or a question from Scripture, please email me at Pastor John, lowercase, Pastor John at fpccwakefield.org. And I haven't received any that I've noticed yet, but please email me if you have a question. So our topic, again, is there's a book by Mark Deaver called What is a Healthy Church? I would recommend that. You can probably get it on Amazon. It looks like this. What is a Healthy Church? He also has one called What is a Healthy Church Member? So, but what is a healthy church? Here's a couple quotes from Mr. Deaver, Pastor Deaver. The Bible teaches that Christians should very much care about what happens at the church, or the church. Yep. The church is a people, not just a place or a statistic. It's a body united into him who is the head. It's a family joined together by adoption through Jesus Christ. And then he says, every church should aspire to being healthy. A healthy church, however, is not a perfect church. Some of you say, yes, we've noticed. Here's some verses in Scripture to consider. Hebrews 10:24-25. And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Acts 2 tells us that the church every day continued to meet together in the temple courts. They were meeting every day. Many have trouble meeting once a week on Sunday. Since COVID, of course, at First Parish, we, like other churches, have noticed quite a decline. And we would love to have people come back. I think we've gotten used to a church online or TV, and we forget that we are meant to be together. 1 Corinthians 12:12 says, just as our bodies are one and has many parts, so it is with the church. It is many parts from one body, and so it is with Christ. We're being reminded that we're not to be alone as Christians. We have many parts, and we need each other. And if we're not here, if we're not fellowshipping together, we're not involved in various aspects of church life, the church will not be healthy, and the church cannot function. Just imagine your body as you start losing parts. They all have a purpose, and so we need one another. Acts 2:42 again says, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and breaking bread and prayer. A reminder, they were celebrating communion together. The sacraments of baptism and communion, these are not things we do by ourselves. This is part of being in the body, the church. Romans 12, 1 Corinthians 12 lists spiritual gifts. And, of course, those gifts were given to the church. so that we can disciple one another, encourage one another, and grow and make the body healthy. So if you haven't been to church, this is probably the wrong weekend for this message, because I know many of you will be away. But if you haven't been in a while back at First Parish, may I encourage you to return. We miss you, and we want to rebuild our body. We're thankful for new faces that we see, and every year we have new people join the church. But of course, we miss you when you're not here. So I'll close with, again, Hebrews 10, 24 and 25. It says, consider how we can spur one another on. How can we encourage one another towards love and good deeds, and encourage each other not to give up meeting together, as is the habit of some? But let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching, the end times. We live in a crazy time, and the body needs to be together. We need each other. So let me encourage you, and let's pray. Father, we thank you for today. Thank you for the month of May, and I just pray, Lord, we can be encouraged. We want to be a healthy church. We know we'll never be a perfect church, but we want to be healthy, and may many return who have been gone, and may we unite together, whether it's for communion or prayer or scripture or singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. May we be encouraged, we pray, in Jesus' name, amen. God bless all of you. I look forward to seeing you this weekend. Bye now.